Roll the dice, FanDuel. This is today's Biblical Alert. Come on, church. We know about sports betting, don't we? But we've got to have sports, and more sports in our church schools. We've got to have our children in the community rec club sports teams travel and play ball. Spent time, money, and addict another generation to the sports gods. 38 states and Washington, D.C., the district of corruption, of course, have legalized this sports betting. And church, your favorite family fun folk at Disney won't end big time Mickey Mouse. It's legal, church, all you legalists. $119.84 billion, billion with a B, bet on sports in 2023, according to the American Gambling Association. The National Council on Problem Gambling says 2 million Americans have a severe gambling problem. A bunch of them in our churches today. Alcohol, sports, nudity and sports, drugs and sports, college indoctrination centers and sports, gambling and sports crime and sports church, the sports gods, the seductive sirens of chance, get rich quick and sports march the feeble-minded to their evil-eyed poverty and enslavement. It's usury, unjust gain, wealth gotten by vanity. We don't hear many sermons about gambling, sports gambling, and certainly not about the takeover of our young people by the sports gods. Yes, sports is legal and fun. So is sports gambling legal and fun for a season, but there's consequences. There's a cost, money, gambling, bribes, crime, sports seem a good fit. Oh, and don't forget the lotteries. The devil's intoxicating deception promises what Jesus in the hour of our prayer cannot do, church. Call on FanDuel and they will respond within an hour. This is today's Biblical Alert.